I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The U of O School of Music and Dance presents Shantala Subramaniam, flute artist from Chennai, India, a master of South Indian classical music, in performance at Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene this evening, April 3rd. She'll be in trio with her violinist and percussionist as well, and we are blessed to have all three of them here live with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for bringing us here, and I'm happy to introduce to you Vinu, Avanishwaram Vinu from India on the violin, who will be assisting me, and Palghat Mahesh Kumar on the mridangam. Mridangam is a South Indian primary drum, and he will be accompanying me on the drums.
Hi.
Over this interview.
Well, what distinguishes South Indian classical music from other forms of music in India?
South Indian classical music has a lot of ornamentations, and it's highly improvised music, like the North Indian music. But the distinct quality of South Indian classical music lies in its gamakas, or nuances, or ornamentations.
And can you give us an example? Do you have a piece of music to play for us here today?
Sure, yes.
One of the qualities of Carnatic music, as far as I understand it, in India, is that sometimes the lead instrument is played in a certain vocal style. Is that the case? Tell me about the relationship between instrumental music and vocal music.
Yes.
In this tradition.
Primarily, South Indian music was composed for singing. We don't have instrument-specific compositions, and all compositions were devotional in nature. So they all have a lot of lyrics. So the best way to learn in South Indian classical music is through singing. So the expectation is if you play an instrument, you sound very close to singing because there's a lot of lyrics involved. But when it comes to the improvisation, you have all the freedom to do what you want to do within, of course, the tenets of the South Indian classical music. So that's why it's very important to know how to sing if you want to play an instrument.
So then you are presumably a singer as well?
Yes, that's right.
But this concert that you're giving this evening, is it completely instrumentally focused?
Completely instrumentally mm-hmm. focused, but I will be singing small bits just for the audience to know mm-hmm. how it feels to hear the voice with the lyrics.
Can you dive into a little bit of a longer piece for us here?
Sure. Thank you.
Shantala Subramaniam live in the KLCC studios in Trio, live tonight at Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene, beginning at 7:30 p.m. There's a lot of improvisation in the music you do. There are compositions as well. In the concerts that you're doing this evening, are there original compositions? Are you drawing from traditions? What's the balance of music in that regard?
Mostly there are traditional pieces. There's a lot of improvisation. This is part of any concert. But we're going to have one line composition that's my own, and that's going to be the central piece. That's because it's also 99% improvised, except for that one line of composition. And it's called the Ragam Tanam Pallavi. That's going to be the central piece this evening.
In ragas in India, there's a time of day often associated with the music as well as the music itself. Does that hold true in the South Indian classical form?
It's not that common for us to play a certain raga or a melody during a particular time of the day. That's more with North Indian classical music.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, due to the combination of notes, some certain ragas give you a picture of sadness or picture of being celebrations, in a mood of celebrations or being very happy and things like that. So it's more to do with a combination of notes. So a certain concert will have a mix of different moods and different beat cycles and different composers. That's what we take care of when we design a concert repertoire.
And the overall structure of the concert in the Carnatic form also there's an invocation piece in the beginning, I understand. Tell me about the overall form of the concert as a whole.
Okay. In general, when we start a concert, we started with the traditional composition form known as a varnam. And what we just played was a varnam. It's more like a warm-up composition. Some start with this, or some start with a composition on the elephant god or the Ganesha, because Ganesha is believed to be the remover of obstacles. So they generally like to start the concert with a song on Ganesha.
We could all use a remover of obstacles, that's for sure.
That's what they use. It's a belief that if you invoke with that song, then the rest of the concert goes well. It's just a traditional practice.
Well, let's continue on with the music, shall we? Feel free to stretch it out a little bit and play a little longer if you'd like. Sure. Shantala Subramaniam live in the KLCC studios in Trio, live tonight in the UO's Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Well, Shantala, I believe that there must be many forms of ensemble in the South Indian classical tradition. Why do you choose the trio with this instrumentation?
Okay. There is no particular reason, but just been a tradition. As you know, the violin came to India when the Britishers came. So prior to that, I think it was the veena that used to be a constant melodic accompaniment to any concert. After the violin came, it has been well adopted. It's more or less like you would think in jazz. You need to have a cello, you need to have a piano, you need to have a trumpet and a drummer. It's something on those lines. Mrudangam is a, Mrudangam is the percussion, king of percussion instruments, and that's a part of any South Indian concert. And violin is the melodic accompaniment when it itself is not the main instrument. So when the violin is the main instrument, there is no accompaniment in terms of melodic support. So for a flute, for a vocal concert, for a veena concert, for a mandolin, for a saxophone, for a chitraveena, for all this, violin is the melodic accompaniment. There's been no reason, just the practice.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many different kinds of flutes in the world for different kinds of music. Mm-hmm. This wooden flute that you're playing in this tradition, what makes it suited for this kind of music?
Okay, it's not wooden, but it's bamboo. So I guess it's the bamboo flute because India has a lot of bamboo being a tropical country.
Uh-huh.
And it suits the weather the best, I guess. And also because of the nuances. It would be, it wouldn't be so easy to play our music on a Western metal flute because of the keys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have these open-holed bamboo flutes where the gamakas or the ornamentations are easier to produce. So,
you grew up in Chennai, which is the center of the Carnatic music in a lot of ways. You must have been surrounded by it from an early age. How did you become a flute player so young? How did this happen?
Okay. In my house, I was lucky to have my father as my teacher, and he used to play the flute. And my older brother started performing when he was a child. So he was a child prodigy. And so flute and music was a part of our growing up pretty much from the time I was born. So it was my obvious choice to play the flute.
Shantala Subramaniam live in the KLCC studios performing South Indian classical music in Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene this evening, April 3rd, beginning at 7:30 p.m. in a performance sponsored by the UO School of Music and Dance. For information on the concert, music.uoregon.edu. For more on the music of Shantala Subramaniam, see shantalaflute.com. Well, we have just about 3 minutes or so left. Do you want to take us to the top of the hour with some more music?
Sure.
Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
We'll conclude with a song that's on romance, and it's called a special type of composition called Javalis. And it's more to do with divine romance than human romance. So...